This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for December 11. Today's Bible verse is from the 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 23. It says there, "People insulted Christ, but he did not insult them in return. Christ suffered, but he did not threaten. He let God, the one who judges rightly, take care of him." End of quote. Jesus Christ suffered much injustice, and our insights today says, thereby he gave you a perfect example to follow. Jesus had never sinned. He had never lied. Despite this, people insulted Christ. He did not insult them back. People gave him sufferings. He did not threaten them back. Why did he not retaliate is also given in our passage. Listen, he let God, the one who judges rightly, take care of him. Did God take care of him? Sure he did. God raised him from the dead on the third day. Go and check out the power of God's way of non-retaliation in the city of Jerusalem by witnessing the open tomb. The tomb of Jesus is the only one tomb open on this planet Earth, while all others were buried under 6 feet and found a decay in the soil and mud. You can go to Jerusalem and verify with your eyes and believe in the power of the living God. Dearly beloved, I had people who accused me, slandered me for something I did not do. I had people who tried to pull my name down. Believe me, I had people who threatened me. They attacked my character and intentions. I had people who sent threatening letters. I experienced two different faces from a few people. One face when they are with me, another face when they are with other self-righteous people. I leave it all into the hands of the Lord, although I felt upset and angry. Beloved, you should do the same. You see, if the perfect Son of God was insulted and attacked, you can expect it in your life. Jesus said, and it is recorded in the Gospel of John 15:20. He said, "Do you remember what I told you? A slave is not greater than the master. Since they persecuted me, naturally they will persecute you. And if they had listened to me, they would listen to you." End of quote. Beloved, there will be people who attack your good intention and character. There will be people who slander your name. In such times, what is our natural trend? To insult and attack, hurt them back. Of course, you have the choice to insult and hurt them back. Many people would do exactly that. However, the better, more rewarding and divine choice is not to do it. Allow God to be your shelter, protector and defender. Jesus gave us an example to follow in this regard. He did not insult them in return. He did not threaten them. Bible says in the book of Deuteronomy 32:4, he says, "The Lord is your mighty defender. He is perfect and just in all his ways." End of quote. When people are unfair to you, remember this eternal truth about God. Exodus chapter 15 verse 2 says, "The Lord is my strong defender. He is the one who saved me." End of quote. You see, God makes note of each slander, insult, hurt, and attacks they placed on you. You see, if you retaliate, where is the opportunity for him to prove his perfect justice and fairness? If you remain silent, God goes to work to defend you. He is your mighty and strong defender. God remained mighty and strong defender for Joseph, Moses, King David. He was the defender of the Old Testament prophets who suffered a lot for his name. Jesus looked at the face of the hypocrites, pious acting religious leaders of his time, and asked this question to them, "You still stiff-necked people with uncircumcised hearts and ears, you always resist the Holy Spirit, just as your fathers did. Which of the prophets did your fathers fail to persecute? They even killed those who foretold the coming of the righteous one. And now you are his betrayers and murderers." End of quote. Yet the Almighty God defended his Son Jesus Christ. Dearly beloved, God was the defender of thousands of people down through the history. He will be your defender as well. When you accept insult, hatred without retaliation for his name's sake. I know it pains. I know it hurts deeply. I know it bruises and breaks you. You feel ashamed and powerless. You see, how much did it pain and hurt Jesus when he experienced cruel treatments and sufferings? I cannot even imagine the sufferings of Christ in my puny mind. He gave all of it in the hands of God who judges rightly. He gave him in the hands of his Father to take care of him. Our insight reminds Jesus left an example to follow. Beloved, God, a moment for today's prayer. Pray after me. Father in heaven, people insulted Jesus, but he did not insult back. They gave him many hurts and sufferings, but he did not threaten back. He let you take care of him because you are the righteous judge. He bore our sins on his body, and only by his wounds I am healed. I believe Jesus died and rose again for my sins. I accept him as my Savior and Lord. Lord, forgive my sins and wash me and cleanse me today. Help me not to insult and retaliate back when I am wronged by people, because you are the judge and determines who gets what. In Christ's name I pray. Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May his name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.